It is a necessary consequence of the individualistic competition of modern life. People talk of modern women shirking motherhood, but it would be a silly sort of universe in which a large proportion of women had any natural and instinctive desire to shirk motherhood, and, I believe, a huge proportion of modern women are as passionately predisposed towards motherhood as ever women were. But modern conditions conspire to put a heavy handicap upon parentage and an enormous premium upon the partial or complete evasion of offspring, and that is where the clue to the trouble lies. Our social arrangements discourage parentage very heavily, and the rational thing for a statesman to do in the matter is not to grow eloquent, but to do intelligent things to minimize that discouragement. Consider the case of an energetic young man and an energetic young woman in our modern world. So long as they remain unencumbered, they can subsist on a comparatively small income and find freedom and leisure to watch for and follow opportunities of self-advancement. They can travel, get knowledge and experience, make experiments, succeed. One might almost say the conditions of success and self-development in the modern world are to defer marriage as long as possible, and after that to defer parentage as long as possible. And even when there is a family, there is...